servant of the secret fire, wielder of the flame of Anor, the Grey Wanderer, Gandalf. With a long, bushy beard, a staff in hand, and a tall, pointy hat on his head, Gandalf is the quintessential image of a wizard. But, as you might suspect, there is more to Gandalf than being a simple wizard. One of the longest-running characters throughout Tolkien's works, Gandalf's story will unfortunately have to be summarized a bit for our purposes. Gandalf, actually named Olorin, is actually a Maia, the same order of beings as Sauron. Gandalf, the wisest of the Maiar, served under a number of Valar, including Manwë, the Wind King, the leader of the Ainur. Around TA 1000, roughly 2000 years before the events of the Lord of the Rings, the Valar saw that Sauron was growing in power yet again, and feared for the sake of Middle-earth. They decided to send certain Maiar as messengers and protectors of the free peoples. First and foremost of these was Curumo, later called Saruman the White. Secondly was Alatar, one of the Blue Wizards. Then, Manwë asked Gandalf if he would go as third, but Gandalf believed himself to be too weak and was fearful of Sauron. Manwë assured him that was exactly why he must go, and thus Gandalf was sent as the second wizard behind Saruman. Radagast the Brown and Palando the Blue were also sent. In their mission, they were forbidden to dominate the free peoples of Middle-earth, or to match Sauron's power with power. Upon arriving at Middle-earth, the group of Maiar, known as the Istari, took the form of wizened old men, with the thought that people would be more receptive to the advice of an old man instead of a more divine form. Círdan, the shipwright, an elf lord who had commanded armies against Morgoth and had been given one of the Rings of Power to safe keep, saw that Gandalf was the wisest and strongest in spirit of the Istari. He entrusted his Ring of Power, which was Narya, the Ring of Fire, to Gandalf, who kept it hidden until the end of the Third Age. Throughout the stories, Gandalf is continually associated with fire, and more specifically Anor, the Sindarin word for the sun. Gandalf spent many centuries among the elves, who had named him Mithrandir, learning from them as well as teaching them, revealing himself as one of the Istari. Eventually, a dark force was located at Dol Guldur, known as the Necromancer, although Gandalf began to suspect it was Sauron himself. He went there alone to search out the truth, discovering he was in fact correct, but Sauron withdrew from Gandalf, as he was still too weak to combat the wizard. Sauron later returned to Dol Guldur, and the White Council was formed to deal with this threat. Galadriel had hoped that Gandalf would lead the council, as among the elves he was known to be the wisest and most powerful of the Istari, but Saruman was chosen instead, partly because Gandalf declined the position. Saruman at first was indeed the most powerful, and was more knowledgeable about Sauron and the Rings of Power, as Saruman had served under the same Vela as Sauron. It was during this time that Gandalf returned to Dol Guldur again, alone. But this time he encountered Thrain II, father of Thorin Oakenshield, though Gandalf did not know this at the time. Thrain had been captured and imprisoned at Dol Guldur, his Ring of Power taken by Sauron and left to die. Gandalf was unable to save Thrain, but he was given a key and a map which showed a secret entrance into the Lonely Mountains. Gandalf did not know who he was supposed to give the items to, and thought it was a lost cause. Years later, Gandalf became concerned over Sauron's growing power, as well as the vulnerability of Rivendell to attack. He was also concerned that the dragon Smaug could be susceptible to Sauron's influence, and could be devastating in his control. At a chance meeting in Bree, he encountered Thorin Oakenshield, who was searching for a way to reclaim the Dwarven Kingdom in Erebor. Recalling his conversation with Thrain, Gandalf concocted a plan to assist Thorin in reclaiming the kingdom. As part of this, he convinced Thorin to enlist a hobbit named Bilbo Baggins as a burglar. Gandalf had grown a fondness for the hobbits throughout the years, although at this time Bilbo did not think much of Gandalf. It was during this quest that Gandalf found his sword Glamdring in a troll's hoard. Throughout this time, Gandalf had been trying to convince the White Council to drive Sauron from Dol Guldur. Saruman, however, had already begun to sway into Sauron's control, and assured the Council that Sauron needed the One Ring to return, and it had surely been swept out to sea by now. Eventually, however, it was proven quite evident that Sauron didn't require the ring to continue spreading evil, and so Gandalf assisted the Council in driving Sauron from Dol Guldur. He then traveled to Erebor to assist in the Battle of Five Armies. Despite the death of Thorin during the battle, Gandalf's goals were achieved, with both Smaug being dead and the Kingdom of Erebor returned to power. The free peoples of Middle-earth were in a better position to combat the inevitable forces of Sauron. In the years following the Battle of Five Armies, Gandalf divided his time between researching Sauron and Bilbo's mysterious ring, of which he was quite suspicious of, as well as spending as much time as he could in the Shire with Bilbo and his nephew Frodo. During this time, he also became suspicious of Saruman and his allegiances, as well as befriended Aragorn. With Aragorn's assistance, they managed to find Gollum, and after questioning him, discovered that he had been tortured in Barad-dûr to tell what he knew of the One Ring. This reinforced Gandalf's belief that Bilbo's mysterious ring was indeed the One Ring of Power. Again, much of Gandalf's remaining story is recounted in The Lord of the Rings, and so is unnecessary to repeat here. After fighting a Balrog known as Durin's Bane throughout the Misty Mountains, Gandalf finally slew the creature, but also died in the process. As Maiar are immortal, Gandalf's spirit still existed when he died, and 20 days later, he was returned to Middle-earth to finish his task of assisting the free peoples against Sauron. He was then clothed in white, and took over Saruman's position as the head of the Istari. After playing a key role in the War of the Ring, Gandalf departed Middle-earth to the Undying Lands, and was never seen in Middle-earth again. Much like many other components of Tolkien's legendarium, Gandalf has been an incredibly iconic character in fiction. Despite similarities to much older figures such as Odin or Merlin, Tolkien reimagined the concept of the wise old wizard. Despite having potential for terrible power, Gandalf is limited in his capabilities, and yet proves himself to be an incredible ally in the war against evil. Of the five wizards sent by the Valar to assist against Sauron, only Gandalf was truly successful in his goal. Though other wizards will come and go through fiction showing more power or control, Gandalf will always remain as some people's favorite wizard.